Dusky has taken a 35-20 lead with 7.5 to go.
And USA, 2 minutes left in the fourth quarter, still leading big time. It's 36-13, USA over Brown City. So some games starting to get broken open late in the fourth quarter all around. Sandusky leading Bad Axe. And Bad Axe fell short to Marlette by an extra point, two-point conversion last week. And this week, Sandusky, with that strong run game, starting to take over. Over time, we're no in the Hatchets.
Yeah, we thought that was a good test for Bad Axe coming back from that tough loss last week where they blew a 20-0 lead to lose 21-20. And now this week, thinking that Bad Axe's run defense was good enough to slow down Sandusky, apparently not. Sandusky has done what they can to hold down Morno, and looks like they have a comfortable lead in the fourth quarter.
And no word from the Ubley Lakers game at all tonight. Coming out in the shotgun, it's a handoff to Alice and a handoff, to Cole Simmons as he's across the 20-yard line to the 15 and finally brought down at the 14 by number 34, David Binder. But we have a flag back at the 31-yard line. And now the officials are trying to signal it back up to us, and it's a false start disco night against the Caseville Eagles.
Does whistle not work over there or what?
Not quite sure why they're not stopping.
Yeah, why play. That play was not stopped immediately when the false start happened.
Well, you know, maybe you want to see how it play out. They don't want to get in the way of the game, as a good ref should be, I suppose. 59-20, Owen Gage leading by 39 over Caseville. The Eagles with the ball in Owen Gage territory, the 35, facing a 3rd and 13. As the first down marker's back down at the 24-yard line. Receiver wide each way, working off that left hash. Alice in the shotgun, Simmons to his left, and Simmons gets tripped up after the handoff right at the line of scrimmage by number 70, who's pumped up. That's a sophomore defensive lineman of Dustin Woodward. And it's going to be a gain of a yard. Sets up, though, a 4th and 12 for the Eagles.
Wow, it was a great tackle on his part, and he has reason to be pumped up because if he doesn't make that tackle, the running back Simmons goes up the field and gets plenty more yards. Maybe not a first down, but he would have gotten 5 or 6 more easy yards before he would have had to decide which defender he was going to try and run over.
Simmons, 19 carries for 116 yards and 2 scores on the night. Now facing a 4th and 12 for the red and white Eagles.
Yeah, they're not comfortable passing the ball. So got to be one of those situations where Simmons gets another crack at it to see if he can't bust loose.
He's going to have to bust loose as that Owen Gage front line is quite large. Pressure coming. Alice throws this one off, and it's picked off by Warwick at the 20-yard line. He runs it out to the 27-yard line and brought down by Chance Shippey, the intended receiver, I should say the receiver closest to that pass.
Yeah, young team, not comfortable throwing the football. And in this case, the receiver that he had chose out, he had chose before the play even started. So when he dropped back, he just threw it, didn't even look. And the receiver on the other side of things was running his route, not even looking for the football. So Jake Warwick just takes a seat out there, waits for the ball to come into his lap, and then turns it up the other way. Now first down for the Bulldogs and a chance to really kill some clock.
And now we have a reverse around. Here's Warwick around the right side on the far
works
sideline.
Every time.
Works like a charm. And he's across midfield all the way to the Caseville 44-yard line and brought down by Mason Kozefka, who more than likely saved yet another touchdown on the same exact play.
Yeah, they've run that one a handful of times now, and it's gone for big gains every time as the defense over-pursues to the way the ball starts. Nobody's staying home for the reverse and a lot of running room for the Bulldogs when they execute that play.
First and 10 for Owen Gage at the Caseville 43-yard line. 8:35 left in the fourth. Receiver wide each way. It says pitch out to the left side to number 34, Binder, who's bouncing off defenders and is brought down by the other 34, Cole Simmons. After a yard gain, it's now 2nd and 9. First down marker is down at the 33-yard line, working off the left hash, right to left cross your radio.
Yeah, he dodged 3 or 4 tackles just to get that 1 yard gain, so a pretty tough run there by Binder just to get 1 yard.
You can dodge a wrench, you can dodge a ball.
That's absolutely right.
Apparently you can dodge 3 Caseville defenders. 8 minutes left in this one, 59-20, Will engage with the ball.
But the one that's tough to dodge is Cole Simmons.
He seems to find himself all over that field despite his short stature and strong build. 5'6", 210-pound senior for Cole Simmons on this Caseville both sides of the ball. It's a handoff to number 25 right up the middle, Dylan Fritz. A flag flies. He's down to the 25, to the 20, to the 15, to the 10.
He's gone.
Touchdown, Owen Gage, with 7:33 left in the ballgame. But
However,
bring it back.
Oh, I think it's safe to say you can bring it back. I'm sure there's going to be a hold on the play.
So there's a penalty on the play, and this is a hold against Owen Gage. So don't even look at that play. As our director of social media and media relations, Kayla O'Neill, is complaining about all these penalties. She's had her hands full. I will say that tonight, especially coming off her wedding. I mean, she had such a tough weekend last week, and had a lot on her mind. And now she comes out and she's working with this high tempo offense and game in general. As we have digitized her role from last year's writing. I think she would be complaining more if she was writing this game instead of typing.
I think so, too.
I'd also have a workers' comp claim for a carpal tunnel, if that was the case.
I do have a final score in for you, Clark, as Ubley defeats Lakers in Lakers 20-14.
Really?
So big win for the Bearcats.
Big win for the Bearcats on the road and gives Lakers their first loss on the season. Second and a country mile for the Owen Gage Bulldogs is the handoff to Fritz, Dylan Fritz, and he's somehow manages to get back to midfield. His initial tackle is at the 46, and he's brought down by Joe Ellis for a 2-yard gain. Now third and a ways to go. The line of scrimmage is at midfield at the 50. First down markers at the 33. 17 yards to go on third down.
If I'm not mistaken, Clark, I think that's Joe Ellis's 12th tackle on the day for the Eagles, leading the way.
Indeed it is. 5:45 left in the fourth quarter. Owen Gage with commanding 39-point lead and the ball in a running clock situation. It's an end around to the right, and now they're trying to look to pass. And Joe Ellis is
again
all over Warwick and will not let him go. You shall not pass, and you shall not go anywhere, and nor collect 200 on pass go. Loss of two on the play brings up a fourth and 19 to go for Owen Gage as Joe Ellis stops Owen Gage on that third down conversion.
Yeah, Owen Gage really opening up the playbook with this lead. You never know what type of situation you might be in next week. So, want to run some of these plays in live game action. That one there didn't work very well. That might be one coach throws out for next week.
Well, that's about the 9th time they've ran that play tonight.
Well, that one there was an option.
It
was very similar, but that was the option of him stopping his running forward motion to try and throw it down the field. And when that was taken away, Joe Ellis did the rest.
Fourth and a country mile, they bring out the punt team, which similarly looks like their offense as well as their defense. Jake Wright, the punter, at his own 40, and this is a line drive, and looks like about my 4-iron, and bounces out of bounds at the 25-yard line of Caseville territory with 4:25 left in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, if that was your 4-iron, Clark, that one was a groove too low and off the inside of the club face, might I tell you. It was low and to the right, but it bounced forward, took a nice bulldog bounce, and pins Caseville back, looks like back at about the 25-yard line.
25-yard line. Well, Case will start their drive 75 yards in front of them for a score. They trail by 39 points with 4 minutes remaining in the fourth quarter. 59-20.
Bad Axe cutting the deficit. Tommy Morneau with a touchdown pass to one of the Messing boys. The 2-point conversion, no good, of course, but a 9-point game over there in Bad Axe. 35-26.
And there's a perfect example of 2-point conversion not working, and it's now a 2-possession game. Instead of having a perennial kicker, that's what you need.
You and your kickers.
Me and
absolutely
my kickers,
right.
Yes, indeed. A little bit of high snap to Alice. He brings it in, though. He's back to the line of scrimmage, out for the running, has the first down, and dives out of bounds all the way to the 38-yard line for a 13-yard gain and forced out of bounds by Aaron Farner with 3:12 left in the fourth. First and 10 for the Eagles.
And all of a sudden here in the second half, the centers really snapped the ball very high.